This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
Glad to bring in our next guest here this morning on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline. He's joined us many, many times before. He'll be in Montgomery tonight. I know a lot of people are excited about seeing Dr. Kevin Elko. Kevin, Happy New Year. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing excellent. I'm up here. I'm ready to come in. I'm speaking today. I'm up here at Callaway Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
I'm up here in George. I'm going to get done and come in and be one of my favorite places in the world in Montgomery.
Your speech tonight is your presentation tonight is going to be at Fraser, I believe. Is that true?
Yeah, out of Fraser. It's free. I try to do the best I can to give back to Alabama because the state and Montgomery has given so much to me. So we're going to give a free talk tonight, and I'm looking forward to all you guys coming out. We're going to talk about my book, The Senator, and we're going to have a nice time.
Dr. Kevin Elko speaks all around the country to presentations like tonight, also to athletic teams and organizations. Kevin, what can Alabama fans, after a disappointment like they suffered on Monday night, where are the messages there? What are the points of emphasis from adversity, such as Alabama suffered in the national championship game?
You know, after that game, to be honest with you, I slept like a baby. I was up every hour and a half crying. Look, let me explain to a conversation I had with Coach and a conversation I had with myself. God created polar, everything, good, evil, heaven, hell, north, south, east, west, the truth, a lie. It's immature to think we're going to have highs and not have lows. The way I live my life, fellas, the way I try to go about is I love the highs. That's how I do my life. I could have done a lot of different things in my life. I tell this to my kids, I love the highs. You know, I watched Christ's life. There were a lot of highs. But if I take the highs, it's immature for me not to think there's not going to be lows. That's the way life is. The way I was built, I don't want the middle. That's not what I want. That's not how I was. My parents are Russian immigrants on one side. My dad was Russian. My mother's Irish. So one's a gypsy and the other's, well, a partier. I like highs and lows. I don't like the lows, but I want the highs. Christ in Gethsemane. I know they come. It's immature not to think it. Now, the great ones love. They hate losing more than they like winning, right? But let's just not take anything for granted. And so what it will help us do is when we win our next national championship, and hear me now, believe it later, it's coming, we'll appreciate it. It's not automatic. And so I really love where the team was in some ways. You know, Dabo Sweeney did a great job. He is got personality over the top. He knows how to recruit. He knows how to coach. They give scholarships, too. I think, you know, we were just in it last year, came right back. That's a young team. So, number one, take the lows because we want the highs. Number two, don't worry. That's a good team. The proof is in the pudding. The past is the best predictor of the future. As Arnold used to say, we'll be back. That's what I'll tell all you guys.
Your thoughts about how Nick has handled the last couple of days. This is his first loss in a championship game. Is it business as usual, or is it maybe, wow, kind of stubbed my toe there. I need to take a look back just for a second.
He's human, and it's even documented, John. When you look at the stuff we study called deliberate practice, it's even documented that great, great, great hates losing more than they like winning. I mean, I don't communicate with him a lot for a day or two. He'll hurt. I mean, he hurts. That guy put everything into it. People don't understand the sacrifice Nick Saban does to bring that team to the table. So he's going to hurt. But we have a little phrase we use. It's in my book, The Sender. There's a little phrase we use up in Tuscaloosa, John. It goes like this. So what? Now what? We live in vision or we live in circumstance. See, they'll hurt. You're human. And then you come back and go, okay, now what? What do we do? How do we take the next steps? How do we get back in the process? And that's what I love about this game. I mean, you know, I heard this one player say, if the Super Bowl is the ultimate game, why do we play it again next year? And he's right to do it all again, to take the lessons. And I love the team the way it's representative of our state, hardworking, basically faith-filled men. And so I think you hurt for a while because you're human beings, and then you step right back. Okay, so what now? What? And what gets you energized is, hey, we got another shot. We're not done yet. So, no, it's not business as usual. You go hurt, then so what now? What? Let's get in our vision. And pain instructs. Pain, Benjamin Franklin said in Poor Richard's Almanac, too. You remember how it felt, and you work like crazy so you don't have to feel it again. Nick and I always get together and say, you need a loss every once in a while to understand how bad it feels so you work real hard. It doesn't happen again. That was a lot of what was Clemson was saying. I mean, they didn't want to feel it again. And so I think that in some ways you have to have it to understand, you know, that if only feeling. You work hard so you don't have to have that if only feeling. So it's, John, it's so what, now what? And we'll talk about that tonight at Frazier, but it's so what, now what?
I love that. Dr. Kevin Elko speaks with us here. I want to ask you about this post-game from Dabo Swinney. He said, and I'm quoting here just to get your reaction, and to see my guys fight, just believe. I told them tonight, I told them that the difference in the game was going to be love. It's been my word. My word all year has been love. I said, tonight we're going to win it because we love each other. We're going to love each other. I don't know how we're going to win it. I've heard this before, Kevin, and I'd love to get your thoughts on this. All great organizations are based on love. Do you?
I'm not
that?
Taking anything away from Dabo, but Nick's speech was the same thing. Nick's speech came from Corinthians. It was the same thing. And so, you know, and that's true, but let's go to what love is. When Paul had to explain love in Corinthians, it's interesting because it's so rare we don't understand what it is. And so let's break down what he was saying about love. Love believeth all. Every time Christ healed somebody, he said, your faith healed you 100% of the time. I choose to believe. I believe in my children. I believe in Nick Saban. I believe in the great state of Alabama. I believe we'll be back. Why? I choose to. Love endureth all. It doesn't quit. Love doesn't quit. It just doesn't stop. And so if I really love, if I'm playing beside you two and we're doing something, I don't quit. If I'm doing something for my family, I don't quit. Why? Because Paul explained it in the letter to the Corinthians. I don't stop. Love covers. What does that mean? Well, everybody, I'm here in a gym right now. I'm standing outside the gym, and all TV does is expose. Let's expose where this one's wrong. Let's expose where that one. But love covers. And so what Dabo's saying, what my favorite coach in the world says, Nick Saban, is when we love, we endure, we fight. And so we talk love all the time. I even talk about this with my wife, how people say, I love you. What are you saying on the phone when you say that to somebody? What you're saying is, I believe, I'll endure all, I'll cover. And you're really saying these are the things that we do. And when that gets split, that's when you lose. That's when you come down. So I agree with him. It's a lot of what every organization says, but we don't have much of that today. We have exposing. We have all the other things. That's what Dabo was saying. That's what Nick was saying. That's why those two teams came together. So I agree with that.
Tonight, Kevin, you as you mentioned, will be in Montgomery. I know there will be a big crowd. You will have a great message, and I know you want to invite everybody to come see you.
Listen, John, someone asked me yesterday, you know, I was speaking in Georgia yesterday and asked me, what's the best thing you can do for your family? John, we've done one thing in my family to change it. We have daily huddles. We talk about gratitude. Here's one. I fought the good fight. I kept the faith. I just say that to my wife and kids. So tell me, I'll go to my kids. I'll go to my little boy, Jared, just a wonderful little Christian boy. And I'll go, tell me where you fought a good fight. He said, Dad, I ran cross country today. I crossed the finish line and threw up at the same time. I go, Jared, that's a good fight right there. That's a pretty good fight. Right? My wife is a Stephen minister. She goes, I had somebody who was losing their faith, and I just went and built them back up and stuck in her with them. I said, that's a good fight. We're going to talk about how do we have something where we can keep our families together, keep growing our families together, keep moving forward. I'm also going to have Books A Millionaire selling our book, the new one I have out, The Sender. And we're going to talk about that and how we're using that for charity. And we're going to sign those books and have those there as well. But what we're going to do with Frazier at that fabulous force and that fabulous witness for the Montgomery community, Frazier Church, we're going to come together and say, okay, here's some ideas, some thoughts you can come together and process with your family over. And so I want you all to come out.
Yeah.
Hang out with me. No charge. Bring your family. We're going to have a good time. Patrick Quinn is my buddy down there. He recruited me in. And we're going to come to have a wonderful evening at Frazier this evening. And we're also going to put some money together to give to charity to help athletics and children who want to play athletics in Montgomery and can't afford it, because that church is a serving church.
That it is. It is a great church, great part of our community, and we are so glad you are going to be here tonight, spreading your message to so many people that are going to be there. And as always, Kevin, we greatly appreciate your time with us here on our program, particularly previewing your visit and right after the championship game on Monday. We greatly appreciate it as always.
Well, I appreciate you more, and I love you guys, and you, everybody out there. I know that didn't feel too good. I had a struggle night before, but you just keep on walking around saying roll tide, and we'll be right back. Don't y'all worry about that none. God bless everybody. I hope all of your listeners, I hope God protects everyone, their family, and keeps granting them favor. I'm looking forward to Montgomery. You get ready for me because I'm coming on in.
Sounds there great. Safe travels. Thank you so much, Kevin. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, thank you. Dr. Kevin Elko here on our program today. Wow, if that doesn't get you fired up, not real sure what will.
Whew,
great
that's
stuff.
Outstanding.